Great to have you with us on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here, and we're talking about canoeing and kayaking during the fall season. It's really a great time of the year to be out there on your canoe or on your kayak, and I'm looking forward to talking to our two guests today during our Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Member Drive. Don't forget about the drive. Your support is an essential piece of the funding for all the programs you enjoy. In fact, listener support, of course, it's the largest source of funding for our WPR programs. And this drive, your time to take some action. You make the programs possible when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. WPR's own Noah Ovshinsky joining me today for the show as well. Noah, do we have a goal for today?
We do, Larry. There is always a goal.
There's always a goal.
Yes, death taxes and goals. We would like 20 people to join in, and if 20 people join in, funding will be on track for the Larry Mueller Show and all the other WPR programs you value. So make your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You're very powerful, you know, because people who listen, you, provide the most significant share of funding for our shows. Your donation is an investment in Wisconsin Public Radio and in programs that deliver the greatest value to you.
Your contribution keeps independent public service radio on the air for you and for the entire community. So please give now as generously as you can at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
If you ask a WPR member why they give, they'll probably tell you it just feels good to listen to WPR when you do give. Feels good to know that you're part of making something special happen.
So make your first ever gift of, say, $10 or $20 a month and enjoy the excitement of supporting your Wisconsin Public Radio. It starts with your donation, though, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Andreka, and I live in Madison. I think I became a member when I returned to Madison as an adult. When I was a student, I wasn't in a position then to be a donor to very many things that I cared about. Wisconsin Public Radio is the central way to get a broad education on a whole lot of different topics in a non-threatening, often entertaining way. It's such an inexpensive thing when you think of how much good you get from it and how much you hope other people who aren't in a position to donate are getting from it.
To make a difference in your community and beyond, visit WPR.org.
That's right. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your donation. Larry Mueller here with Noah Ovshinsky. Your support during our drive makes the programs you rely on possible. And your gift could be $10 or $20 a month. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount.
Indeed, giving to WPR is easy, we promise. All it takes is just a few minutes of your time and a gift of any amount, say $10 a month.
And that donation comes back to you every day in the form of great programs. So show your support at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 and give us generously as you can.
And Larry, our goal this hour is 20 gifts. And this goal is important because it's set up to make sure that we have the funding we need for the programs you rely on, programs like this one. So please give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we have a special thank you gift available today because you can secure your special edition WPR keychain when you give $8 a month or more. It's got an embroidered patch. It features a shout out to your favorite radio station. It'll keep your keys together and show off your love for public radio. And this offer is only available today, so make your gift of $8 a month or more at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And if you're not a sustainer, you can become one right now. It's easy to set up, and you'll make ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or credit card. And you can do that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to provide reliable support for the programs you love.
Oh, Charlene in Middleton had something nice to say.
What did Charlene? Charlene said, I love Larry. I love Larry, and it gives me joy to help keep such great programming going strong. Well, Charlene, I mean, I'm sitting right next to Larry, you know, so I'm feeling the love, the warmth here on your behalf. Well, Charlene, thank you so much for your generous support of Wisconsin Public Radio and your kind words.
So what about you? You can join with your gift, very powerful gift. It really does make a difference. No matter the amount, at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And thank you so much for contributing. I really appreciate it. And I want to give a big thanks to our guests today who are here to talk about fall kayaking and canoeing. With me in the studio, Darren Bush, our guest, chief paddling evangelist and owner of Rutabaga Paddle Sports. Darren, good to see you.
Good to be here. Thank you.
And also with us today, Timothy Bauer, with us by phone. He's the author of the book Canoeing and Kayaking South Central Wisconsin, 60 Paddling Adventures Within 60 Miles of Madison. Tim, good to have you with us as well.
Hi, Larry. Hi, Darren.
Hey, Tim.
Joy to be back.
So as we talk with these two experts, I hope you will join in. How do you store your gear in the off season? Well, it's not the off season yet, by the way.
Oh, it's not.
we'll talk about that. If maybe you have, but as you listen, maybe you have some tips to share. What kinds of clothing or gear do you use for fall paddling? Do you have questions about equipment? I hope you'll join in. Number's 800-642-1234. It's 1-800-642-1234. You can email us to ideas@wpr.org. ideas@wpr.org. Such a great time of the year to be out there. Still lots of fun, not blistering hot. Let's start with Tim here. Where are some good spots around Wisconsin to paddle in late summer and fall?
Wherever there's enough water. it depends, of course. There's rivers which are going to have their own fluctuations for water levels. Things tend to get a little dry this time of year. But as we've seen, at least in southern Wisconsin, the last week, you do tend to get mid-late September rain, which helps out. Lakes generally retain their water pretty well, and so there are a lot of nice escapes to find throughout the state. You know, we have roughly 15,000 lakes, many of which have non-motor boats or at least electric motor boats, and so they're fun places and quiet, serene escapes for paddling. Most of those, you know, up in the north, of course, but trying to think your trips with the fall foliage report, as well as migrating bird patterns, are some of the extra treats this time of year.
Yeah, and Darren, and you have a book to recommend, don't you, Darren?
Well, Tim's book is great. Also, John Bates has been on here before.
Right? Yes.
And John has a book, it's 50 Wild Lakes in Northern Wisconsin, and he's got a specific parameter for what constitutes a wild lake. And I've got a Google map of all of the spots marked, and I'm going through and hitting them one at a time, and they're all beautiful.
There's lots of good places
sure.
To go. This time of the year, depending on where you paddle and when, the water and air might get chilly soon.
Sure.
I seen there's a 120 rule. I don't know if you know that rule or not, Darren. And do you think about it at all?
Yeah, the 120 rule means that the air temperature and the water temperature should add up to at least 120. That's really a good guideline. It's kind of like BMI, right? It's just kind of a thing. What really is important is you're dressing for immersion. Because if it's 80 degree air and 40 degree water, that's 120, but it's not going to be comfortable and necessarily safe. So what I tell people is dress for immersion. And if you're going out and the air temperature is 40 or 50, or you know, right now it's in the 60s, and your water is also in the 60s, that doesn't mean necessarily that it's safe. You're probably okay. But there's clothing you can wear that'll make sure that you are safe if you get immersed.
Yeah.
Immersed.
Yeah, what clothing would you recommend? Let me turn to Tim for just a minute. What do you wear in those circumstances?
Yeah, great question. Let's get the one out of the way. Don't do cotton. just, you know, there's a whole host of synthetic fibers now. On our website, milespaddle.com, we have a dressing guide and cold weather paddling guide that will walk you through the different options. But you basically want to layer up. You want to have a base layer, a middle layer, and an outer layer. Darren sells all these materials at the shop, and I know his staff would be happy to walk you through all the different intricacies of that.
Yeah.
The other thing to remember is, yeah, you can buy specific paddle clothing, and that's great. It does work great. But like Tim said, cotton is just bad. Cotton will wick heat away from you faster than anything. It's like 20 times faster than bare skin. Wool and synthetics are the best. Wool I'm a big fan of because wool actually retains its ability to insulate even when it's wet. So if you don't have super fancy stuff, get a wool shirt. And, you know, wear that. The other thing is dressing for immersion means how likely are you to be in the water. If you're in a lake and you're out a ways and you flip over, you're going to be in the water for a while. And that's where, like, wetsuits and things like that are helpful. But if you're paddling, like, Badfish Creek, where the deepest part is, you know, 2-3 feet, and mostly it's, you know, 6 inches, you fall out of your boat, you stand up, and if you're wearing wool, you just kind of squeegee off and get out and change your clothes and get back in again.
Yeah. Just going along with the low water that you mentioned, we sent an email wondering how you two saw the drought conditions affect the waterways around the state, you know, this past year, and how paddlers should prep for the lower water levels.
It depends on the watershed. Like the Grant River watershed is like 800 square miles. So if they get a rainstorm, it goes up 4 or 5 feet and then drops down very, very quickly. Spring fed's better than rain fed, obviously. The Kickapoo is pretty consistent, although it's dropped. The best thing, I think it's in Tim's book, is USGS, I'm sorry, waterdata.usgs.gov. is a site that has all the water gauges for all the rivers and lakes around, so you can go and look and see what the water level's like. If you do that and you kind of get used to it, like on the Wisconsin River, for example, 3 feet is great. If you want to camp more than that, you start to lose sandbars, you know, down around a foot, you start to scrape a little bit. So you kind of get the idea of what your favorite rivers are, and Tim probably knows them by heart.
You know them by heart, Tim?
I probably do. Yeah. certain things you just kind of get to be nerdy about.
Tim Bauer and Darren Bush, our guests today, talking with them about paddling canoes or kayaks. And I hope you'll join in at 800-642-1234. You can email to ideas@wpr.org. We'd love to hear from you. Here we are in our Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Member Drive, and Noah Olshinsky back with me. As a WPR listener, you know that you're always going to hear something interesting when you listen to this show. And thanks to your support, you know, we couldn't do it without your support. You provide the largest source of funding for our show. So when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, you make this show and all the other shows possible.
And Larry, this hour we have a goal of 20 gifts. Thank you if you've already given.
And if you haven't joined in right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, your gift makes the programs you value possible.
Why should you give at this moment? Well, because you're listening right now, and you're thinking about it right now. Well, maybe thinking about that and what happens if you fall in the water when you're kayaking, but definitely thinking about Member Drive 2.
And it's a vote for this show, as a matter of fact, because you are listening right now, and you'll feel good when you do it. WPR, it's an important public service, and you'll be making an investment in quality music, entertainment, news, and talk.
We use your donation wisely, putting it into the programs that you hear every day. I mean, we run a pretty lean shop here at Wisconsin Public Radio. We take our fiduciary duty very seriously. So please support Wisconsin Public Radio right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And maybe you pay your bills online. You can support WPR in that same streamlined way by becoming a sustainer.
You choose a monthly amount that works for you, say $10 or $20, and you set up automatic, ongoing monthly gifts from your bank account or credit card. You can do that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It's easy to get started, and your support of WPR will always be current.
Today only, ask for the exclusive WPR keychain when you lock in your support for Wisconsin Public Radio with a gift of $8 a month. WPR listeners, you play a key role in making the trustworthy news and quality entertainment we all rely on possible. With an embroidered patch that features a radio tower and a shout-out to your favorite public radio station, this key ring isn't just a good way to keep all your keys together, it's a way to proudly show off your support for WPR's essential public service. It's only available today, so make your gift of $8 a month now. Here's how.
At WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution during our fall member drive. Larry Mueller here with Noah Ovshinsky. A listener supports our biggest source of funding, and that's why your gift of $10 a month or $100 a month, whatever amount you choose, has an important impact.
It does indeed. Supporting Wisconsin Public Radio right now is a great thing to do with just a few minutes of your time. It's easy, we promise. All we need is your name, contact information, how much you'd like to give, and how you'd like to pay.
And your gift supports the stories and programs that keep you connected to the world. So please do give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And today, when you support the programs you value on WPR, give the amount that's comfortable for you. Many people give $10 a month. Some give $100 a month or more.
Whatever amount you give, it'll support the programs that enhance your life and give you information and entertainment every day. So give right now whatever amount that works for you at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And this hour, Larry, again, we've got that goal of 20 gifts we'd like to get in the door by noon. Thank you if you've already given. And if you haven't, you can join in right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You make WPR possible when you give.
And keep your keys together and show off your support of public radio with the new WPR keychain. You know, I used to, like many men, and probably some women as well, have all of my keys on one keychain. And I started separating them out. I realized I've got this big bag of keys in my, I'm carrying around in my pocket all the time. And some of the keys were like for my cabin up north and things that I only use once in a while. So I've started adding keychains, and I have reduced drastically the number that I'm carrying around in my pocket all the time. And I'm going to get that keychain because I've still got three keys that I could put on it.
Me too, Larry, because honestly, you can hear me from walking about a mile away with the keys I have in my pocket. So, yeah, absolutely. It really is a great accessory. Very cool. And you can also show your support for Wisconsin Public Radio. If you're a sustaining member, thank you. You can make today the day you increase your support of WPR by $5 or $10 a month, really, whatever amount you choose, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And, you know, Darren Bush and Rutabaga Paddle Sports is one of our many corporate sponsors, and I did want to mention that. And Darren, you've done this for a long time.
Yeah, 21st year this year.
As a supporter.
Right, and the thing is, it's an easy thing to do. When COVID came, we had to tighten our belts. I said, absolutely not. We are supporting public radio no matter what. And it is a donation with benefits. It's not just, yeah, here's a corporate sponsorship or whatever. I truly love public radio and have since 1984 when I moved to Madison. And so when I became a business owner, the first thing I did is say, okay, we're doing public radio sponsorship. And I'll tell you, a small business can do it. It doesn't have to be a lot of money. Anything will help. It feels good to do it. And frankly, the customers notice and they'll say, oh, we love you. You support public radio. We love Larry Mueller too, right? And so I would highly suggest all of my fellow small business owners to think about it.
Oh, that's wonderful. And maybe you're not a small business owner. Maybe you're just listening in right now and you can join in as well. Very important. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Make your contribution. And thank you. We are talking about canoeing and kayaking in the fall season. It's a really great time to be doing it. We have two guests for you, Darren Bush, chief paddling evangelist, owner of Rutabaga Paddle Sports, and Tim Bauer, the author of the book Canoeing and Kayaking, South Central Wisconsin, 60 Paddling Adventures Within 60 Miles of Madison. And great online. You can go to milespaddle.com and take a look at his site as well, which is really, really fine. Join in with your questions at 1-800-642-1234 or email to ideas@wpr.org. Lori emailed us, how do you find out water temps before you're going out on a kayak?
Interesting question. So some of the USGS data from water data, depending on the river level, has a temperature measurement as well. Like the gauge at Muscadet on the Wisconsin River has the height, has the cubic feet per second, and it also has the temperature. But the best way to do it is take a thermometer. Just throw it in one of those pool thermometers. Just throw it in the water, and then you can get it for yourself.
Yeah, there you go. It won't take very much. It won't cost very much as well. What are some of the trends? I'm going to ask you both this question. Maybe start with you, Tim, and then go to Darren. What are some trends in boats and equipment this fall that you have noted?
I think lighter is probably one of the bigger trends that you see, and lighter boats, I mean by that. And I think probably as a corollary to that, you see more trailers being used as opposed to vehicles with roof racks and schlepping your canoe or kayak on top of the roof of your vehicle. You see more trailers towing, which is a little bit easier to load your wherewithal off and on. But I defer to Darren on this because he knows more about gear than I do.
Well, you're certainly true, right about the lightweight. As our population ages, people buy lighter stuff. I have a 80-pound wood canvas canoe that I dearly love, and I paddle it. But I will not load and unload it alone onto my truck. And the reason I won't is I can do it 50 times. The 51st time, my back goes doink, and then I'm done paddling for a couple months, right? So I have a 100-pound dog that I paddle with, Lucy, and I would take her in that boat. I actually built a boat this spring just for her and me that weighs 35 pounds. And it's I realize there's a privilege involved in being the owner of a paddle sport shop, but I can call the manufacturer and say, hey, can I build a boat for me and my dog? He's like, sure. But yeah, lightweight for sure. Small trailers is also one of the benefits of a small trailer is you can put your boat or boats on there, and then also like a storage box, and you just keep everything on there. So when you want to go, you just hook it up and drive. So your life jackets, your paddles, everything is inside that box. And a lot of people are doing that.
Yeah, that makes... And they're... What's the cost of one of those?
A small trailer?
Yeah.
Depends. Between $1,500 and you can spend up to $3,000 for a super lightweight aluminum one that has motorcycle suspension and doesn't bounce. And I've driven like a person from Illinois before with one of those on the back and didn't even notice it was there. So 80 miles an hour on the interstate, no problem.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I have to tell you guys, I saw, and this is probably goes back 20 years ago, someone had snapped a photo of somebody in northern Wisconsin driving north, and they had a canoe hooked onto the back of the car, and it was tied to the back so that the both ends were sticking out the side of the car.
Very, very famous photograph of it's guy was in a truck and he put his boat sideways. And the funny thing is you see it driving. You see these people like in the ditch on both sides. It's going, get away.
Yeah.
So that is not the way to do it. It's also not aerodynamic. There's two reasons. Number one, it's not aerodynamic. Second reason, it causes people to go off the road.
Oh, man. Joe and Barb from Chippewa Falls emailed. They love to kayak down the Chippewa River at Chippewa Falls and down around 4 hours. It takes them. Since Barb's medical problems have worsened, they've gotten a support puppy and was really hoping she'd be able to ride along. Well, they were quite surprised when a couple of weekends ago she actually enjoyed it. They took her out. Joe had her with him, and she only got excited if Mom got too far away.
That is, yes, absolutely. And when we go with me and Lucy in my boat and my wife in her solo, Stephanie has to stay like 50 or 60 yards back. Otherwise, Lucy keeps on looking for her. So she has to either stay in front or behind us. But if she gets right beside us, she'll go, I want to go in that boat. And that's never a good idea with a 100-pound boat, 100-pound dog.
So how do you train the dog to get in?
Start when they're 3 months old and sit in the front lawn and throw treats in it. As far as getting her back in, not many people could do that. I have a special technique I use where I lean the boat over to the gunwale, grab her front quarters and throw her in the front, and then lean the boat the other way, and she just kind of flops in. I have pictures if you want me to send them to you. She's usually great unless there's geese, and when there's geese, she just goes nuts.
Yeah.
So we have to watch the geese.
I can believe that. You can join in too. The number to call 1-800-642-1234, or you can email us. The email address, ideas@wpr.org. Ideas@wpr.org. I'm just chuckling about that. I would love to see how you work that with.
Okay. I'm sending you a picture right now.
Okay.
Lighter weight dogs, I could jump in here.
Yeah.
Are a little easier because you could, if they're wearing a canine PDF, there's a handle on the back of it. And if your dog is light enough, you can just pick up your dog like a suitcase, frankly, and plop her or him back in your boat.
I may have
done a time or two.
Oh, that I love that. Well,
So you're saying I'm an idiot is what you're saying.
No. There are advantages and disadvantages to dog sizes.
True.
If you were able to hoist up your 100-pound dog like a suitcase, I'd be most impressed, and you wouldn't have to worry about your 80-pound canoe anymore.
Let's talk about kayaks for a bit. There's a term that I've heard that there is such a thing as a divorce kayak.
Oh, double-ended divorce machines. Go ahead, Tim.
I've never even married, so I don't speak the lexicon of divorcing. I've heard of a divorce canoe, or that a canoe could become a metaphor for divorce when the person in the bow and the person in the stern are not in, shall we say, perfect harmony with one another. But a divorce kayak is actually new to me.
Well, you're right. There's smaller kayaks. I I tell people that I usually have them in solo canoes or solo kayaks because then you're together by choice. And but it's actually a more intimate experience because you can talk to the person you're with, right, back and forth. Otherwise, you're just staring at the back of their head. And I've often said if boats were supposed to be tandem, then beds should be 6 feet wide and 30 feet long, right? But we like being next to each other, right? That's it's true. I mean, we're social creatures. We like talking, handing things back and forth, sharing snacks is way easier than, hey, catch, honey, and then you throw the water bottle and hit him in the back, and that's not good. But, yeah, I mean, you can learn to paddle in concert. Certainly you can. And that just takes a little bit of skill, a little bit of practice, and maybe a lesson.
Jeff from Dousman called but couldn't stay with us. Jeff says it's important for people to keep their trailers covered and dry off their boats to avoid mildew and mold.
Yeah, water's not good, ironically. But yeah, covers are really, really great. There's a gentleman up in the UP who makes a cover, Red Leaf Designs, his name's Jeremy, and I have them for most of my boats. They protect against UV. Mildew is more continual, like a boat underneath the deck at your cabin. So that's where you pull things out and find treasures. But yeah, a tarp or something like that, but a cover is better because it's not waterproof and it actually lets it breathe a little bit.
That makes good sense. Gary in Stevens Point has something. Let's go there. Hi, Gary.
Yes, I have been thinking about buying a fishing kayak. And I just had a couple questions. My wife asked me, she said, well, can you really stand up in one of those? Are they made differently? Fishing kayaks, are they made differently than the other type of kayaks?
Yes, they are. Basically, they're more designed to be stable. How they paddle is less important because they'll paddle fine, but they're not designed to be sort of super efficient. They're designed to be stable. So the effective fishing kayak is the one you don't fall out of when you stand up. And there's all sorts of different kinds, lengths, widths. The most important thing, however, is how comfortable the seat is. If you got a good seat, pretty much any fishing kayak is going to let you stand up.
Seats are...
Are they heavier, too?
Quite a bit.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, so as far as putting them on top of your car, you can get them down in the 60 to 70-pound range, but a lot of them are right around 100, and that's because there's just a lot more equipment on them. They're just bigger. So a lot of folks put them in the back of their truck with a little T-bar that comes out of the hitch, and a lot of people have trailers. I've seen more and more fishing kayakers have trailers.
Well, it certainly makes a heck of a lot of sense to me. Gary, thank you so much for calling. Appreciate your call. Our guests today, Darren Bush and Tim Bauer, as we talk with them about canoeing and kayaking, I hope you'll join in with your questions. You can email ideas at WPR.org or phone us at 1-800-642-1234. Love to hear from you. During our Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Member Drive, Larry Mueller here, Noah Olbshinsky joining us back to talk about why we're here. We're here to ask you to invest a few minutes of time to support your WPR listening.
And, of course, listener support makes up the largest piece of the funding for the programs you count on, programs like The Larry Mueller Show. That is why your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important. And Larry, we got a goal this hour, right?
We have a goal of 20 gifts, and I'm not sure how many we've received so far, but we may be short of 20. We probably are at this point. And I tell you what, if you've already given, thank you so much. If you haven't given, help us meet that goal. Give now and fund the programs you count on. You can join in at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. I wanted to know,
I was just going to jump in for a second there, Larry. I got to say, I have really, serendipitous, by the way, that I was scheduled to be on the air with you today because I've been on the fence. I've been thinking about buying a either a canoe, or a kayak. I haven't really decided yet, but I'm about ready to. I have a 6-year-old, and I'd love to introduce him to kayaking and getting out on the water. My wife loves to be out on the water, and so I've literally been on the fence just for the last few months here as we move through the summer, thinking about which direction to go and how much I want to invest. So a very relevant, segment. This is the kind of really practical information that you have come to rely on the Larry Mueller Show. I have to say this segment is a perfect representation of the kind of great content that you get on this show, and not just content that they come from anywhere. I feel like this conversation around kayaking and canoeing is very much pegged to a sense of place. And it is a huge part of Wisconsin culture, no matter where you are in the state. So please make that gift right now. Support this quality programming. Choose an amount that works for you. Just take a few minutes and make that gift.
You can do it maybe by thinking about what you spend money on every day. Coffee, takeout, that adds up. It's easy to spend on things that are part of your routine.
And Wisconsin Public Radio is certainly part of your routine, too. It's your news source, your conversation starter, your place to learn about paddling and also how to have pets on your boat. So you can spend some money on it today. You can start with $1 a day. That's, if I'm doing my math right, $30 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
First of all, I really believe in what Wisconsin Public Radio does. When I would listen to the pledge drives every year, I would often think, oh yeah, I should call in, or go online and pledge, and then eventually I would do that. When it came around this year, I just thought, you know, this would be so much easier to just do a monthly donation sustaining public radio. Being a sustainer is good for me because I know that I'm doing my fair share. Even if it's not the largest contribution, it's a steady monthly contribution that I know is helping to keep the station on the air. I'm John from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I enjoy being a WPR sustainer, and I think you will too.
John, thank you so much. What about you? Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your donation. This fall member drive, Larry Mueller here with Noah Obshinsky. The programs you enjoy are possible thanks to your support and your contribution of $10 a month, $100 a month, whatever amount you choose makes a difference for your entire community.
You know, maybe you donated a few years ago and you feel like you've done your part. Well, it's your continued support that makes the essential news, interesting conversations like this one, and cultural content on WPR possible today and well into the future.
And we have a special thank you gift available today. You can secure your special WPR keychain when you give $8 a month or more. It's an embroidered patch that features a shout out to your favorite radio station. It'll keep your keys together and show off your love for public radio. So it's only available today, by the way. So make your gift of $8 a month or more at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Sherry in Menominee Falls says, all of the programming is fantastic, but I do have some favorites like Larry Mueller. I believe in supporting all of the programs, though. Well, Sherry, thank you so much for your generous support of Wisconsin Public Radio and your kind words. You can join Sherry right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Don't forget, your gift is very powerful, really makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And thank you very much for contributing. We're talking canoeing and kayaking with Darren Bush and Tim Bauer, and we have lots of callers online. So let's go to the phones. Kel in Sugar Camp, what's on your mind?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I was wondering if the full boat kayak kits are still being made and the full boat fold-up kayak is still being made. I have fond memories of two-week kayak trips in a two-man full boat, and you can't roll them and you can't sink them.
Darren, do you want to just chime in first?
Well, you can try anything, as far as full boat, the actual full boat, I haven't seen them in a while, but the more portable boats, inflatable boats, there's plenty of them out there. One of the ones that I would say is everybody thinks inflatable boats aren't very good. Truth is, they're great. The technology has changed a lot. So you can get a really nice paddling boat that is not very big, easy to inflate, and stiff. They actually paddle great.
They actually paddle great. Darren Bush, Tim Bauer, Larry Mueller here for the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Talking canoeing and kayaking with Darren Bush and Tim Bauer. Great to have you listening in. And Sherry in Townsend has something for us. So let's go there. Hi, Sherry.
Hey, hi. This is Terry in Byfield.
Oh, Terry, go ahead.
Okay. I have been watching videos on YouTube about one-person loading devices for vehicles. Do either know of anything like that?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm going to make it clear. So a device that you can use with one person to load a boat on your car?
On the top.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, there's several of them. Most of them for kayaks.
Yeah.
But yeah, Yakima has one. They have several, actually. Thule has one. Malone has one, and you know it's a great thing for one boat. Sometimes when you have two boats, a trailer is actually pretty close to being the same price.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, they're not inexpensive, but
pricey. Yeah.
What I often tell people is, it's not worth it until it's worth it, and then it's worth it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean, Terry. There you go. Thanks so much. Now let's go to Sherry in Townsend. Sherry, hi.
Hi. Hey, yes, I was listening to your kayaking broadcast and found out that it's really goes in line with a book I just read called Blue Mind. And it's by Wallace Nichols, and it's about the science that shows how being near, in, on, or underwater can make you happier, healthier, and more connected and better at what you do. And so it's a very wonderful book about the science of being healthy, being around water.
That's cool.
I recommend it.
And it's titled Blue
Mind.
Blue Mind.
Blue Mind by Wallace J. Nichols.
Blue Mind by Wallace J. Nichols. I'm going to say that again so that people will get that. Sherry, thank you so much for that recommendation. Appreciate it very much. Darren's already making a note of it.
I just ordered it on Powell's Books.
So you just sold a book, Sherry.
You just sold a book. Well, Tim's the author here. You should comment on it.
Tim, so. do you know the book?
I have also written it down. I do not know the book. But it kind of reminds me of why we want to support public radio. The more you're with it and on it and in it and around it, the more connected you are to your community and the world at large, the more you want to be a part of it. And sustaining is a good way to do that.
Oh, thank you so much for that comment.
And it's true. Mm-hmm.
And Sherry, thank you for the recommendation. You just sold two copies for sure, and maybe more. Tim in Wausau, what's on your mind?
Yeah. Hey, Darren and Tim, thanks for being on the show. Love Rutabaga Sports. Love you guys wrapping up here in Wausau, too. I'm planning on doing the Great Pinery Heritage Waterway, the new water trail on the Wisconsin. That's 108 miles. And so really excited about it, but just want to make sure, you know, doing it in the fall, what's really kind of quintessential, what's the best kayak to use on this? I think there's probably some class one, not a big deal. But then also just, you know, from a standpoint of, you know, inclement weather, like what's kind of best practice stuff for that? And I'll hang up.
All right. Thanks very much for calling. Well, Tim, let's start with you. Then we'll go to Darren.
All right, Tim, good question. That's a fun trail. I don't think I've done every segment of it, and it's a relatively new one. So kudos to you for getting out there. It's in the Central Waters part of the state, for those who are unfamiliar with it. Great Pinery Trail refers to the pine heritage in Stevens Point, Wausau area. So you have rivers like the Wisconsin River, the Eau Claire, the Plover. I'm not sure if the Big Wolf, I'm sorry, the Little Wolf or the Big Rib or a part of that, or the Waupaca rivers. But it's a cluster of rivers in the central part of the state, which is blessed with a lot of trails. In terms of your gear and whatnot, if you're on the Wisconsin, you might have some dams to portage around. Same thing with the Plover. And so you would want a boat that you feel comfortable schlepping for portage's sake. And when there's a dam, you're going to have an impoundment of water on the upstream side, which means you're basically paddling a lake because there will be no current there. This time of year, you just want to be aware of, like Darren talked about, the 120 rule with water temperature and air temperature. Dress in appropriate layers and always have a dry bag of replacement clothes in case you do get wet or in case it does rain on you. It's a lifesaver, truly, to store another outfit. Keep that in a dry bag. Keep that in the hatch of your boat. And just be mindful of the sunlight. This time of year in Wausau area, the sun rise is about 7 o'clock into 7:30 as October gets in. And then conversely, sunsets, are looking to be about 6:40 to about 5:50 by the end of the month. So planning your trips, trying to keep things simple, keep it close to home, let people know where you're going. Just prepare a little bit more than you normally would in like July, and I think you'll have just a real wonderful time.
And Tim mentioned sunset, and the sun is setting on this hour of our fall member drive. Noah Ovshinsky is with me today to talk for just a minute or two about it, and then we'll go back to our guests. But we're here to raise the money that pays for the programs, the Larry Mueller Show, one of them. So I hope you'll support the programs that you enjoy here. It's your support that makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Still looking to meet our goal.
Indeed, Larry. And this hour, we have a goal of 20 gifts. We would like to get in the door by noon. Your gift right now is so very important because when you give, you support the programs you rely on every day.
And, of course, I want to thank you if you've already given. If you haven't, this is the time. We've got a couple minutes before the top of the hour. Give at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
And we've all been enjoying a fascinating conversation about kayaking and canoeing here in Wisconsin. We've gotten some tips already about how to kayak safely with your pet, how to kayak safely in the fall as the air temperature and the water temperature fall. We've been talking about some of the really great locations that you might want to hit up as you navigate the Wisconsin River. This is really a great time to think about getting out on the water, and the Larry Mueller Show is here to tell you what it takes to do it safely and to do it in a way that you will enjoy it. This is the kind of quality programming that you support. Make that gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Just choose an amount that works for you. Just take a few minutes and make that gift.
Yeah, and today only you can ask for your WPR keychain when you lock in your support for WPR with a gift of $8 a month. This keyring features, it's got a radio tower on it. It actually looks pretty cool, to be perfectly honest. And a little shout out to your favorite radio station. And it's only available today, so you can secure yours now with your gift of $8 a month or more at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
I do feel that it's important to give what you can to public radio.
It's really important to support this kind of programming. It's not available elsewhere.
It's a station that sometimes challenges my assumptions.
I have found new friends that keep me really informed.
It's a station that doesn't always agree with me, which is what people seem to like to listen.
And I just feel like it's stealing to listen and not contribute.
I choose to become a member. You should choose to become a member too.
Just give at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Make your contribution. Larry Mueller here with Noah Obshinsky. Listener support's our biggest source of funding, and that's why your gift, $10 a month, $100 a month, whatever amount you choose, it does have an important impact.
And, you know, our world gets more complex all the time, and you rely on Wisconsin Public Radio to turn complicated issues and the news of the day into understandable language so you know how things will affect you.
For you to get programs that are relevant to your life, we rely on your financial support. It's the largest source of our funding, and that's why we're asking, if you've never given before, make your first ever gift now. $10 a month, $120 would be the amount for the year. During our drive at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, coming up to the top of the hour here, and your gift right now is so important. Our goal is 20 gifts. Molly in Whitefish Bay says, thanks for your always great topics and gifts. Makes me feel good to do my part to keep great radio flowing. Our guests today, Darren Bush and Tim Bauer, will be back after a look at the news, and you'll be able to join in with your questions. We'll be back right after this look at the news. You're listening to the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here talking canoeing and kayaking on the show with Tim Bauer. Tim's the author of the book Canoeing and Kayaking South Central Wisconsin, 60 Paddling Adventures Within 60 Miles of Madison. He also has a great site. It's called milespaddle.com. And with us as well, Darren Bush, owner of Rutabaga Paddle Sports. It's great to have them with us. Questions, give a call at 800-642-1234. Email to ideas at WPR.org. Let's go to Dave in Sheboygan. Dave, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hey, great show. Love paddle sports. And, you know, so appreciate you doing it, as I always love your shows. And you know what? I haven't given yet. I think I might do it this year.
Good.
Anyway, so here's the deal. I have owned a fishing kayak, and, I'm racking my brain. It's precision or P something.
Perception.
And my tip to – yeah, there you go. My tip to everyone is pay for the pedal. When you're fishing, you want to use your hands. And if you don't have a pedal or an electric motor, your hands are your propulsion. So if you can get a pedal, which I got on my kayak, you pedal your way around, and there's a little down at your hand, there's a little thing that lets you move the rudder. And it's really natural and easy to pedal about casting and catching fish. So that's my tip. Pedal.
Oh, that sounds great. What do you, Darren, you agree with that?
Absolutely. Pedal drives have become very, very popular because you do have your hands free, but it's not just for fishing. Birders love them because you
binoculars.
Put your paddle down, grab your binoculars. It's like, no, you just, and you want to stop and look at something, you just paddle backwards. But they're very, very popular, and they're increasing in popularity. There's also a motor drive you can get, and there is a brand new thing from Old Town that is a pedal assist. So you can either use power or pedal or both. So it's like an e-bike.
Oh.
And I'm seeing the first one on next week from Saturday. So they're really cool. We've already taken orders for a bunch of them because who doesn't want an e-bike / kayak, right?
Oh. There goes the neighborhood.
Yeah. Sorry, man. It's not my idea, but it's a great one.
It's a matter of time.
Yeah. Oh, well.
A listener email, they're wondering if you guys could suggest ideas for a do-it-yourself portage wheel for their kayak. They don't need to move the boat very far. They prefer a single wheel rather than tandem wheel. They have Parkinson's disease, and it's getting harder for them to wrangle their kayak at put-ins and takeouts.
So my advice is to don't build one, because for what you spend on materials, you could probably buy one. So you can get a small one with two small wheels for $60, $70 or less. That would handle that. But yeah, if you try and do one wheel, it's going to be tricky. But yeah, and you're going to the hardware store, and you're going to spend a bunch of money on something that may or may not work.
Yeah. Have you used them at all, Tim?
Oh, absolutely. And I could also share candidly that I tried to convert a golf cart once into a kayak caddy, and between the obscenities that launched from my mouth, time at the hardware store, yes, it would have been much simpler to just buy a cart for $50 at Rutabaga, and I would have been done with all this 10 minutes later. So,
Rick and Spooner has something for us. Let's go there. Hi, Rick.
Hey, Larry. Before I get with my question, I just want to say, long time no talk to. I was in grad school at Wisconsin 42 years ago or thereabout. You were one of my profs there.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Rick, it's good to hear your voice.
Okay. I'll be in touch with you later in the week. I have a question for your guest. You know, it's a great time of year to be out on the water up here and with the birds and the changing colors. I do a lot of photography, and I'm wondering if either of your guests have any kind of recommendation on a good solo canoe that would afford someone more stability when they're out trying to do their photo work from a canoe.
Hmm.
A bunch of them. That happens a lot. A lot of people want stable. The Swift Prospector 14, super stable boat. It's a good one. Winona Wilderness is a great one as well. I have also North Star Phoenix, which is a really nice boat. It's pretty stable as well. The Skeef makes the Scout, which is pretty nice, and also a lot. just call me.
Tim, what do you think?
I would say, you know, just as a more generic answer, of course, is the best boat for canoeing is the one you can get, you could transport the most easily. You know, it's a weight limit that feels good for you for handling. It's stable on the water, and just make sure you have a good dry bag for all your expensive camera equipment.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And at Rutabaga, you can try your canoes.
Yeah, we have a pond right behind our shop. It's one of the reasons I built the shop there. There's a pond, and we put in an oxygenator, not an aerator, but an oxygenator. It sits in the bottom of the pond, so the water is the cleanest of any in Madison. It's really, really nice. But yeah, I'm trying out for sure.
Yeah, Rick, there you go. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate it. Let's see. Scott emailed us. Scott says, he says you don't have to pay a lot for a trailer that does everything that you guys were describing. He got an old rusty small trailer for free from a friend. He painted the trailer with POR-15. He got some pressure-treated 2x4s, some U-bolts, and used the racks and bars from his Thule roof system. Mm-hmm. The result's a lightweight trailer. He can lift and carry the back end of the trailer with kayaks on it to aim it when there are tight spots.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. As suspension, you cannot feel it behind the car. It can go 70 or 80 easily. Total cost, not counting the Thule system, which he already had, was under $50, and it has lasted well over 15 years.
Well, we see a lot of home builds in the parking lot. They work great. If you have the skills to build one, go for it.
Yeah.
Leaf springs are a little bit not my favorite because they do bounce around a lot, and the boat gets bounced a lot. But I mean, the best trailer is the one you use the most.
Yeah, yeah, it makes sense. Storage, I did mention at the start of the show, excuse me, that I wanted to talk about storage of canoes and kayaks for, you know, once the season is over, which we've still got good month at least.
At least.
Yeah, at least. I had a system or have a system that supports three canoes, and they goes up against the garage wall, and there's some belts that come down, and the canoe and the kayaks tilt a little bit, so mm-hmm. they take up less space inside the garage, under you know, under roof, and really pretty easy to put on and take off.
Yep, the best solution is the one that is inside. So that's, you know, UV and the wrong kind of moisture is bad. Solid moisture is really bad. So I had a customer that had a boat on sawhorses behind their garage, and they had a slab come off and slide down, and it crushed their boat.
Oh, geez.
Because ice is heavy, right? So inside's better than outside. If you do outside, covers are great. The red leaf designs I mentioned before make a great outside cover, keeps the UV off and such. But heated is not necessary. Except in one exception, it's not necessary, but it's nice, is when you have a wood boat with wood gunnels and a Royal X or T-Formex material, then they expand and contract at different rates, and you can get what's called a cold crack, where the plastic on the boat doesn't move as much as the wood does, or vice versa, and then you get these little micro cracks. But for the I mean, they can handle cold. They can handle, but inside and out of the weather is best.
Tim, you're agreeing with that, I'm betting.
I agree, although I'm going to take issue with this assumption that there's an off season that people keep referring to for paddling. There is no off season unless you're referring to the bug repellent. You just have you have to be a little bit more selective about where to go and for how long. But there's usually open bodies of water throughout the whole year.
Have you ever canoed or kayaked in January, either of you?
Oh, yeah.
Here in Wisconsin, I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So, once was on the Wisconsin River. It was, I had a drive suit on, but it was just below zero. And when I pulled my boat out, a layer of ice had frozen on the bottom of the boat where it contacted the air. But my favorite place actually is Badfish Creek, which is just south of us. And it runs all year unless it's really, really cold, because part of it is the effluent from the Madison Metropolitan Sewer District. So the water is actually clean too.
Yeah, that sounds way worse than it actually is.
It does. Yeah, no, it's actually
sewage. It's really clean. It's a trout stream. The water color is clear, excuse me. Sand gravel bottom. It's a beautiful stream.
Not for beginners. There's some must make areas. Tim, you'll be surprised by this. I paddled Old Stage Road down to
Casey.
Yeah, for the first time. I've never paddled Old Stage. I always put in down at Cooksville.
Oh my goodness!
It was.
Yeah.
I was just
one
like,
little run of rapids.
Why don't we go there? And it was absolutely beautiful. It's got a wildlife reserve on one side of it, I think.
Yeah, it's the tail end of the wildlife reserve at Old Stage. If you start one bridge further up at Old Stone, that goes through the entire wildlife area. It's all channelized, so you're basically paddling kind of a canal, but there's still moving current, the water's still clear, and it's really cool to just be in a corridor of public land on both sides.
Yeah. Kathy and Hiles, what's on your mind?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a summer resident in northern Wisconsin, and, you know, our lake level has gone down, partly because of the drought and partly because of the DNR protecting the headwaters of the Wolf River. So I have to keep my kayak in the water because I'm 74 and I can't pull it out, put it in every day. So I've always been able to cover it, and now with the lake level being so low, I can't cover it anymore because I've almost fallen into the lake like four times. I don't know if there are any stopgap measures, I'm afraid this might be true for next summer as well. But if there's anything to do besides a tight, you know, a tightly fitting kayak cover just to protect it from the rain so that I can get up in the morning and just go and not have to worry about bailing it out.
You know, we're probably going to run out of time, but you can call me at the shop and I'll talk you through a couple of things.
There are a couple of ways that you can do it, for sure. Boy, it's always fun talking with you guys, Darren, Tim. We'll get you back and do this again when we have more time, for sure.
Well, cool. Thanks, Lair. It's a real pleasure.
Yeah.
Everybody, donate. Pledge.
Paddlers, especially. Okay. Get on there. Throw in your $8. Get your keychain.
You will feel honestly better about it when you do it. And if you sustain, you never feel like you're one of those people who aren't pledging anymore.
Oh,
so
you
do it. Do it once.
You guys are
happier.
You guys are great.
We're fans, man. We love it.
Thank
I'm wearing
you.
My public radio socks right now. My WPR socks from I think the spring drive earlier in the year or winter drive last year. They're very. I mean, it's no keychain, of course, but they're.
Oh, I'm getting a keychain. I'm totally getting a keychain.
Darren put in a little contribution right during the show while Noah and I were talking and actually donating. He's getting a keychain.
We got to get to 20, right? So do it.
Oh, man. Darren Bush, Tim Bauer, our guests today. And it's always such a pleasure to have them both on, and we'll get them back. And Noah Obshinsky with me here to talk with you about your gift, because it does make a huge difference. You are the largest source of funding for our programs. So step up and be counted as a supporter with your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And Larry, our goal this hour is to get 20 gifts in the door by 1 o'clock. And this goal is set up to make sure that we'll be in a good position to pay for the Larry Mueller Show in the months to come.
So let's meet that goal. It happens one gift at a time, and let's start with yours at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, some of our regular guests are our physical therapist, Jill Tyne, Niesenbaum and Lori Tyne, Brody, who help us with our aches and pains, Scott Craven, who's happy to speculate wildly on your sightings out and about in nature. Of course, we've got the weather guys as well. And we just heard from two experts about kayaking and canoeing in the fall.
We cover topics that are part of your everyday life from 11 to 12:30 every day. Those folks give you ideas, they give you advice, and because you've come to trust and appreciate these gifts, I hope you'll support this program with your dollars. Easy to give, just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
And today only, you can ask for the new WPR keychain when you give $8 a month or more. Very cool, with an embroidered radio tower patch. It will keep your keys together while showing off your support for your favorite station. It's only available today, so make your gift of $8 a month or more, and you can ask for yours at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, I went back into our promotions people and say, hey, what if I got the keychain? Could I get the keychain and the hat, the cap, at the same time? I already have one, but I'm going to get another one. If I gave $23, because it's $15 for the cap and $8 for the keychain, and they said, Larry, for you, anything. I said, well, thank you very much, but it works for you as well. So if you haven't given yet, this keychain, it's pretty. It's got embroidered radio tower patch on it. It'll keep your keys together. And you could also get the cap along with it if you gave a gift of $23. But just for the keychain, it's $8 a month. or more, ask for yours at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And because you have a strong sense of what it means to be a Wisconsinite, chances are that Wisconsin Public Radio plays an important role in that sense of identity. We serve the entire state.
On Wisconsin Public Radio, you get news, you get voices, you get music, you get sounds from around the state. And over time, all these broadcasts add up to a strong sense of connection to the state that we call home.
Wisconsin Public Radio, it's a home we all share, and it's funded in large part by listeners. So please give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, we feel really thankful for your spending time with us here on Wisconsin Public Radio today and pretty much every day that you're with us. And, you know, you might have, maybe you found us just scanning around on the dial, or maybe somebody else recommended the programs that you're hearing here. And you're still tuned in because you like what you hear.
Because you like what you hear, you can help pay for your WPR listening. You choose the amount. Maybe it's $100 or maybe it's $10 a month. Really, whatever amount is right for you is a great start. You can become our next donor right now while we have this goal of 20 gifts that we'd like to get in the door by 1 o'clock. You can make that gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
What are the qualities of a good friend?
A good friend is always there for you.
Good friends are dependable, honest, they tell good stories, they're a lot of fun.
A good friend is someone that you can learn from, that you can rely on, that's consistent, brings you joy, a partner in your life.
A good friend is reliable and always there for you. They push you and try and help you grow. They don't just tell you what you want to hear, but they tell you what you need to hear.
Someone who takes an interest in you, asks you questions, good listener, reliable, supportive.
A good friend is going to keep you company when you really need it, introduce you to new ideas, new music, recommend books to read.
Trustworthiness, always being available when needed, reliability.
Just like you can count on a dear friend, you can count on Wisconsin Public Radio for trustworthy news, engaging stories, and high-quality entertainment. And like any good friendship, WPR relies on you in return. Your financial support makes the essential service you trust and value possible. Your gift now really makes a difference. Here's how to give.
Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your donation. Larry Mueller here with Noah Kolchinski. Your support during this fall member drive makes the programs you rely on possible, and your gift, $10, $20 a month, whatever amount you choose is the right amount.
It is indeed. You know, supporting Wisconsin Public Radio right now is a great thing to do with just a few minutes of your time. We promise it'll just take a few minutes. All we need is your name, your contact information, how much you'd like to give, and how you'd like to pay.
And your gift supports the stories and programs that keep you connected to the world. So give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And you know what? If you're not a sustainer, you can become one right now. It's easy to set up, and you'll make ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or credit card. You could do that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to provide reliable support for the programs you love.
You know, here we are coming up. Noah and I have to go away in about 30 seconds or so. So I just want to take a minute to thank you for listening to the Larry Mueller Show. We've got a great team of people here who love doing the show. We love it. We learn a lot, and I hope you learn a lot as well. And this would be a great time for you to make your contribution in support of the program and WPR in general. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Make your contribution. Thank you so much for listening. And please stay with us. Lots in store on the Ideas Network. I'm Larry Mueller.